This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, featuring an excerpt from Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein's recently released biography, The Bridge Builder, that tells the story of Rabbi Eckstein's life work in bringing Christians and Jews together. One of the fellowship's first programs was on Wings of Eagles, helping persecuted and needy Jews return to Israel, called Aliyah. On today's program, we learn about how Rabbi Eckstein assisted the Ethiopian Jews to return to their spiritual home, Israel.
Rabbi Eckstein flew to Ethiopia with a camera crew and was shocked by what he found. People lived in appalling conditions, he recalls. There was no electricity or running water. The kids were undernourished. There were open sewers in the camps, and I was constantly worried I would lose my footing and fall in. But I knew I couldn't help these Jews if I couldn't embrace them. Not just figuratively, but literally, and communicate with them in their own language. So I tried and I learned. Take food, for example. You have to feed people what they want to eat. You don't just order them pizza. I wanted them to choose what we brought them. It would give them a sense of independence, to empower them and to allow them to enjoy their meals. This seems obvious, but it's not. Foreign aid workers often try to forcibly improve the diets of the people they're feeding. Eckstein also brokered and funded an arrangement that brought Falash Mura to Israel in small groups over the next decade. When the last group arrived in 2013, Eckstein was there at the airport in Tel Aviv to greet them in Amharic. With that, 2,000 years of exile ended, and the Ethiopian chapter of the return was completed.
The Fellowship is pleased to announce the release of Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein's biography, The Bridge Builder. All proceeds from the sale of The Bridge Builder go toward helping poor Jews in Israel and around the world. Visit holylandmoments.ca to read an excerpt from the book. That's holylandmoments.ca.